back, and I never believed in God. And I guess I can look back through my whole life and realize the times he protected me and took care of me, but I never believed in God at all. And I guess it kind of ties in maybe even what we talked about in Sunday school today when Joseph Prince was talking about all these rich people, these famous people. They have everything, and they're so self-sufficient they don't need God, and they end up with taking drugs or overdoses or alcoholism or something. And as you probably know, we were living in Oregon, and I just realized we had a toddler son, and Roger was playing in the nightclubs and things, and my life was really empty. I just knew that there was a void there. And, quite frankly, I guess, we drank. I probably drank every night. I always waited till Joshua was in bed. I was responsible. And I know, but that's what the world does. That's what you do, And Roger and I had a really bad argument, and he had pushed me, and I flew out our kitchen door, landed off our deck and landed out in the yard, and my wrist hurt. I was hurt. I was really upset. And I don't know what made me do this. I went into the bathroom to wash up and everything, and I said, if there's a God out there, Lord, if you're out there, there's a devil in this house, and we need you. And I have to tell you that I do know now that it was my next-door neighbor that was always willing to babysit, always willing to be kind. She never said, well, I'm a Christian, you need to be saved. She never did that. But she was always kind. She's always loving. And I know now that she was praying for us. She never condemned, was always helpful. In fact, she had a husband who sat out in the yard drinking beer all day, and when it came to night, he wanted gin or whiskey, And she didn't preach at him or anything. She was just really kind and loving to him. And 2 days later, we had this flyer come in the mail, and it looked like a sci-fi thing, a dragon and all this kind of stuff on a postcard. And I said, Roger, this is a Bible study. I think we should go to this. And he looked at that, and he threw it in the trash, which is really odd because he is not good about throwing mail in the trash to this day. He's getting better, but he's not. I dug it out of the trash. I said, no, we want to go to this. I want to go to this. And I asked my neighbor about it. Went to her. She goes, I totally don't know about these Seventh-day Adventists, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I will go with you the first night, and I'll let you know if you're getting in a cult or something. What a gracious woman to be a Christian and to go to a Seventh-day Adventist Bible study with us. And then that day, Roger normally did not do this. But in the afternoon, he started drinking, and he started snorting cocaine. I was so upset with him. I was so upset with him. And I think, in fact, I even drove to the Bible study. And Dorothy was with us, and we walked in, and all of a sudden, he sat up in his chair. His fingers were tapping. His hands were tapping and stuff. And he just says, hey, I want to know. I want to know more. Is that right? So I want to know what more to be saved. And because he said, he looked at me and goes, I'm sober. I'm sober. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good. And we started going to this Bible study all the time. And then pretty soon my neighbor, after two or three times, she said, you know what? If you want, you're fine. You can go on your own. And some dear friends that were leading it had boys the same age as our son. So he had somebody to play with. And even though he was still in the bars, even though we were still drinking, all these people just kept loving us, didn't they? They really did. And, we got to a point, because I think this, about Seventh-day Adventists. They're really into some legalisms and the old dietary laws. Like our friends were actually vegetarians, and many Seventh-day Adventists are vegetarians. And they worship on the Sabbath, which is they believe is Saturday. And they don't like seafood. They don't believe in seafood because it doesn't have scales, and they didn't like pork or ham. And I'm just sitting there one night, I go, Roger, this is getting so ridiculous. I can't wear my wedding ring anymore. You're not supposed to wear jewelry. All you can wear is watches. It's this. It's that. There's too much legalism. I've had enough of this. And he said, Vicki, we've come too far. Our life is so much better. Don't give up. Don't give up. And so he went next door, took Joshua with a neighbor. And of all things, I turned on the TV and Jimmy Swaggart was on. And I was watching a Jimmy Swaggart crusade and watching that, and I just closed my eyes praying. And as real as can be, I saw the Lord come down from heaven. I felt him physically touch my cheek, kiss my cheek, and when he left, he took chains. He took chains. I didn't know I was bound up, right? And I just, he came home, I said, I don't care. I can give up pork. I can give up seafood. I don't care. You know, he goes, really? And I told him what happened. And then through that, I found out I was pregnant and went into the back bedroom and prayed about it. And the Lord said, you need to speak to Vicky because I think I'm supposed to go to Highmore. He did not tell me this. And I went in the back bedroom and I came out and I said, you know what, Roger, we're supposed to go to Highmore. And he goes, oh, okay. He said, the Lord told me that too. And here he brought us here. And, you know, I can't tell you all the things that he set us free from, healing. I mean, I was bleeding profusely with Jordan, and I called the doctors, and they said, you know, you're just come in tomorrow. You're losing your baby. That's all there is to it. And that wonderful Dick Dugan came by, and he wanted to take Roger some visitations way in North Hyde County. You know, no cell phones. You can't call him, you know, or anything. And Roger told him what was going on, and he said, do you believe in healing? I go, I don't know, do I? So he read some scriptures to me from the Bible. I said, oh, yeah, I guess I do. I believe everything, sure. And he prayed for me. I looked at Roger, go visit. And he goes, are you sure you're taking care of a toddler? I go, oh, go ahead and go. I'm fine. I'm healed. We went up there the next day, and they said, we're shocked you still have your baby. And I had my baby, and I was healed. And you know what? Look at how much he brought Slagers into our lives. He brought Judy, Mary, all of you, and look what a wonderful life that God has given me. You know, so to me, sometimes when I look at things and, you know, I have a son who drinks, probably two, and I just look at that, you know, I think, I can love them through this. God's going to speak to them. God's able. He was able to get through to me, you know. And so if you have loved ones that aren't where they're supposed to be, just keep loving them, praying for them. I mean, we had powerful people that loved us and prayed for us and never really preached at us. I mean, and they were so patient. I mean, these people that the Bible study, we were supposed to take you had a Bible study, you had a notebook, or, you know, you're supposed to do this Bible study every day, every week before you come and go, what's this? What's that? And we would call, and this guy was running a major business. He would stop and answer the questions for us, reach out to us. They had us in their home. I mean, I remember John, when he first came back, and we were telling him how we were saved through Seventh-day Adventists, and we were fixing some shelves and things in our house because we had limited storage. And here's Roger and John in the garage, standing shelves and working. And John, he was willing to listen to the Seventh-day Adventist tapes along with Roger because they kept sending us tapes. And he'd say, well, bro, here's what I think the Bible says. And it all just got down. Do you remember that, John? No? You do? In our garage? I remember out standing in the garage and everyone just being so kind. And Vicky showing up my house with maternity clothes. And it was just, you know, we are so blessed to live here, to have people that are so kind and loving. And Jordan and, you know, Jenny is starting some pre-labor. And so he asked you all to be praying for Jenny and the baby. He said, I feel great. So, is that what you wanted, honey?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, before we sing to Donna.
Amen. We got to sing happy birthday to Donna, and then we're going to go on here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Oh, Donna, happy birthday to you. Donna, happy birthday to you. Amen.